Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. British novelist C.S. Lewis wrote, "God whispers in our pleasures, speaks in our conscience, but shouts in our pains. It's his megaphone to rouse a deaf world." From the looks of it, all you gotta do is read the paper or watch the news. There's a whole lot of pain going on around here. So what happens when God gets our attention? Well, when he gets our attention and we sincerely pay attention, a bunch of good can happen, no matter how bad it is. Our guest today will bear witness of this from his life experience, and he'll share it with you. It's part one of a two-part special. As usual, we like to pause just for a moment at the beginning of our show to remind you that the reason we have the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is to bring you closer and closer to Jesus Christ, that you would come to know him in a personal way, and that through whatever you're going through, whatever you're struggling with, Christ can help you through. Christ can bring you hope and give you a new start right where you are. Pastor Elwin Ahu has been the lead pastor at New Hope Oahu at the Farrington High School Auditorium for the past 2 years. He served as executive pastor for 10 years. He's a graduate of Kamehameha Schools. He did his college university studies at Graceland College, and it's now university, in Lamoni, Iowa. Many may not know this, but he was a standout volleyball player in high school with a stellar career in college. He also graduated from the William S. Richardson School of Law at the University of Hawaii. He practiced law as a litigator for 15 years and served for 5 years as a judge of the circuit court for the state of Hawaii. All this before a dramatic conversion to Jesus Christ, which eventually led to his calling to the ministry, a move that got the attention of many in the media, but which ultimately and most importantly was part of God's plan. You'll hear the story in depth today. Pastor Elwin is the father of Pastor Brandon Ahu. He's married to Joy. Together they have one son, Jared. Pastor Elwin, welcome to our show.
Hey, Danny. Good to be here. Always good to see you.
Indeed, indeed. Pastor, tell us, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Pearl City. Did all my Hanabara days, you know, running through cane fields, just to kind of show my age here. Mm-hmm. Pearl City was considered country, and very rarely came into the city. I loved just the time that we could go out and play hide-and-go-seek till 10 o'clock at night without any concerns for safety. Mm-hmm. It's mm-hmm. when they were hauling cane along what's now Moanalua Road.
Wow.
And
wow.
The cane truck's taking it to the Waipahu Sugar Mill. So mm-hmm. all those days, yeah, it's a good time.
What would you say was, you know, influential in those early years for you that kind of helped shape you to, you know, become the young man that you became, eventually going to school? What did you go to What school did you go to at that time?
I grew up in Pearl City with the education, public education system elementary school, and then Highlands Intermediate. Didn't attend Kamehameha until the ninth grade of my life. When you ask about things that shaped me, I think a lot of things unshaped me.
Really?
If I could be so kind to say how life was good, where we could run freely, and parental control was good over us. My dad was a hard worker, though, and he did a lot to bring home the bacon, so to speak, for the family, but not realizing that there was a lot of disengagement with dad. I was the youngest in a family of four. In hindsight, you look back and you see a lot things clearer. But he was not around as much as I would have hoped him to be. And that kind of shown later on in my years in life.
You know, in relation to the unwinding aspect, who would you say, you mentioned your dad, but who would you say influenced you most in those growing up years?
My mom had a lot to do with it. Very dominant Chinese household, matriarch. She always stressed upon us going to church. We grew up in a church called the Reorganized Latter-day Saint Church, and studied the Book of Mormon. Never considered us to be Mormons. We were always told that we were Christians. It's the Church of Jesus Christ. And told that if we were to be baptized in that church, that that's how you get to heaven. And so that had a lot to do with trying to shape who I was back then. My brothers and sisters, we all attended church on Sunday, had good family get-togethers. My dad was in and out. So.
Now, as life unfolds, how would you describe yourself before you became a Christian?
I think a lot of different aspects, dynamics played in my life. Again, going back to the fact that of being the youngest, you become a little more competitive than the others, trying to establish yourself there. I looked back and saw how all my brothers and my sister were very professional in their educational arenas. So my sister was, of course, part of the legislature. She obtained her PhD degree. My oldest brother obtained his engineering degree, as well as an MBA, as well as a CPA. And and my brother, who was just above me, we're about 15, 16 months apart, he got his MD degree. And so I figure I need to keep up with these guys. And ended up going to law school and getting my Juris Doctorate degree. But it was always a competitiveness in me. Playing sports, again, that competitive spirit could never be quashed. I wanted to win. And again, that was good, but yet there was a lot of bad to it as well.
Now, as you went into law, at some point you obviously came to Christ. What was it that got your attention about the Lord, got you thinking about something beyond just what was going on in your life?
Unfortunately, it was pain that got me there. What I did in my professional life was becoming very successful. Yeah, you get into litigation in either criminal law or even the civil arena. You do one trial and you win and you think, well, that's pretty good. You get a taste of victory. And success began to just fill my heart, and it became a life that was all about me. Of course, when you're in it, you don't realize it. We're in the midst of all of that confusion, you don't realize it. Success becomes about you. Life becomes about you. And as I went through my marriages, it became where I was successful in the public arena. And so if my private life was unraveling, it wasn't my fault. It was either her fault or the kid's fault or someone else to blame, because I'm successful. And it really blinded me from the reality of what life was all about.
As you share that, Pastor, there is a point of relatability that people are of various kinds. Certain people are more just easygoing, and others have this drive that many in the world just admire. They don't want to live like that. They don't even know how. Some of it cannot even be taught because it's the disposition and the way in which God makes certain people. So there you are. I'm just thinking right now that there's somebody that is listening that is a driven person too. And they've achieved a certain level of success in their life. And it was a dream. They reached it. It's not enough. They want more. And it's to a point where there's, if I could use this word, a level of certain kind of intoxication where they don't even know what's up or down. And if they were called on it or checked on it, they could, in a gifted way, just talk themselves out of it. And they might not even realize that there's an underlying pain that's growing. But from the sound of it, you can relate with where people are. When we come back from our break, I'm going to talk to Pastor some more. Because, you see, sometimes we're blinded by things and we don't even know what's going on. But then it comes to a head. It's like a boil. Some say it can start just as a little pimple. And then it grows and grows. And it's like a volcano ready to erupt. Mm. And it comes to a head. And then there is a seeming volcanic explosion in the life of a person. Pastor Elwin Ahu is just leading up to it. When we come back, we'll go deeper. One of the great things about people like Pastor Elwin is there is a freedom through Christ that allows them to express their life in complete sincerity and openness. And it's a river of healing that goes into the life of a person just like you as you listen. When we come back, we'll hear more from Pastor Elwin Ahu.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I lead you home.
One thought, one insight, one lesson can give you a winner's edge. Danny Yamashiro's new book, Winner's Edge, includes over 300 inspirational quotes and insights from his personal collection on leadership, relationships, hope, family, teamwork, love, and much more. Winner's Edge by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. A perfect gift this Christmas. And don't forget Paradise Calls, Danny Yamashiro's remarkable story of God's miracle, saving him from falling 400 feet off the Pali Ridge, a story that's brought hope to thousands around the world. Winner's Edge and Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available in ebook at Amazon Kindle. And listen to Danny Yamashiro and his featured guests on the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show weekdays on 99.5 KGU FM at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Connect with Danny on Facebook and Twitter and find out more at DannyYamashiro.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Well, we know nobody likes pain. None of us do. It's like something that we go through. But God has a reason for why He allows us to go through pain. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my featured guest today, Pastor Elwin Ahu. This is part one of a two-part special. I want to remind you, if you're tuning into our show right now and you're just wondering, hey, how can I get the rest or hear more of the show or find out more about your radio program, go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. A couple of heads up for you. Just a reminder, my new book, Winner's Edge, is being released just in time as a perfect gift idea for you. It's a collection of, part of my collection of inspirational quotes, motivational quotes, all broken down by topic, and be a real useful thing as a boost for you and a boost for someone that can you give it to, because you know we all at some point could use a little bit of encouragement, inspiration, and motivation in our lives. You know, it's because of people like Dr. Calvin Oishi and Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani that we bring Pastor Elwin Ahu to you as we speak about life of success and yet inward pain coming to a head. Pastor Owen, take us from there.
That's probably one of the most difficult phases of your life when your outside is very successful. Everything is looking good and people are giving you accolades and they're affirming the things that you're doing, but yet on the inside there's a lot of pain going on. Everything that you want to hide, and I think we hide things very well in today's world. There's a mask that we wear, and for me, at that time, it was the public and the private dichotomy, things that were going on where I have to be in court. And as a judge, I'm a sitting judge. I need to rule on people's lives, and I need to make decisions. And they were good decisions. They weren't being appealed. Parties were satisfied. But yet my private life was in shambles. Just things going on that I couldn't understand. And I say again, you know, looking backwards, hindsight is always 20/20, but didn't realize that I was the common denominator in all the problems and the pain that was going on. But I saw it differently. I saw people as being the problem. And so I went through one divorce, not knowing that there was a definite void in my heart that I tried to fill by grabbing onto other things, other relationships, not realizing how much I was hurting others just to try to make myself feel better. Mm-hmm. A lot of selfishness going on there. So entered into a second marriage. And again, problems were happening in the private side, but publicly I'm doing well. That led to a second divorce. And it doesn't get any prettier. Whenever you get divorced, it gets harder even the second time around, where people's lives are being shattered, scars are being created. And it got to a point where someone had given me a tape, a cassette tape to listen to, and didn't want to listen to anyone. You know, why would I listen to someone else tell me how to make my life better? And especially if it's a tape of a pastor. Growing up the way that I did, there was no other church that was a true church. It was only one. Mm-hmm. And so here is this cassette tape of a message from another pastor, from another denomination, and going to make my life better. I didn't buy it. But one morning as I was driving out from my home, I'm living now with my mom and dad.
At that point,
yeah. I'm a circuit court judge. I'm in my 40s. Living back home with my mom and dad because of the second divorce. And I'm sitting in gridlock traffic on H1. And I decide to pop this tape in the car and I listen to it, and the guy was funny. It wasn't a message that brought me to Christ right then and there. But I love to hear good communicators talk. I love to hear good lawyers, and this guy was a good communicator. And so I ended up checking out this church that he had. And I walked in there, and people were trying to hug me and ask me for my name, and you know, you don't hug judges, you don't touch judges, you don't want, you don't need to know my name. This one guy wanted to park my car for me. I said, no, you don't touch my car. I park my own car. Just that sense of arrogance about me. Mm-hmm. But at that time, I didn't realize it. So I walk into this church, and they're clapping and singing and praising. And I'm thinking, man, this is a cult. I need to get out of here. But right when the worship ended, the pastor started speaking, and it's almost as if there was no one else in the room. And he's looking at me, and he's talking just to me. Yeah, I couldn't believe that that was happening at the time, and so I felt very uncomfortable. I walked out. But the next week, I wanted to see if it was going to happen again. I walked back in, same thing, people clapping, raising their hands, and right when he started speaking, the room emptied, and it was just him and me. I believed in coincidences, and so I thought, well, such a coincidence. I came back a third time, and it was that time that I remember him saying this one line. I don't remember the rest of the message, but this one line where he said, God may have orchestrated every moment in your life to be here to receive the forgiveness of Jesus Christ. And that broke me. I just felt an explosion in my heart. And I knew that right then and there, that it wasn't where others needed to change, it was where I needed to change, and that I needed to ask for forgiveness. And I remember going back to my mom and dad's house that night, and for the rest of that week, I was sleeping on a waterbed frame. It was a wooden frame with probably an inch and a half thick folding mattress. That was my bed. And I remember falling on my knees every single night, crying my heart out. My pillowcase was just drenched with Hanabara and my tears, and every single night. And in the morning, I'd get myself ready, go to work, you know, rule on cases, but things began to change. Slowly in my heart, I began to feel a refreshing spirit, a newness. I didn't have to search anymore. This was it. Outlook on life was different. And my mom and dad began to see the difference. I remember my dad asking me one day, he had colon cancer and he was at home recovering. And he said to me, you know, what's wrong with you? You're 41 years old and you're living at home with your mom and dad. But after coming to Christ, there was a difference. He saw a difference. Mm-hmm. And I began to get involved with the church and began serving and you know, cooking dinner for some of the people who would set up and take down the church. And so it's just a difference. And yeah, it was no longer about me. The world was no longer about me.
How did your, talk about your dad, talk about your mom, you're living with them. What kind of changes do you feel your family saw as Christ was doing this incredible internal work in you?
I think what they saw was a life that was more about serving others than about putting myself on a pedestal. I began to serve by getting up 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning. And our church was meeting at the Stan Sheriff Arena, where we'd go in and clean up and get it ready for services. And so they would watch me as I would cook oxtail stew, and that takes a while. And so I had it on the stove, and my dad would make comments about, oh, it smells good. And at 12:30, I'd wake up, take that whole pot and go down to the Stan Sheriff, and he made a comment one day. He says, oh, I see something different in you. My mom was a little concerned because I had been baptized at 8 years old in the reorganized Latter-day Saint Church, but I got baptized in this church now, and she asked me about that, and And one day, you know, my dad passed away soon after that. And I never got a chance to share Christ with him. And I thought, man, I missed an opportunity. Hmm. And it was Father's Day soon after his death. And I remember going to my mom's house and wanting to share Christ with her. And she said to me, as soon as I walked in, because I didn't know how to share it. Yeah, sometimes the hardest ones to share with are your family members.
Sure.
And I wanted to share mm-hmm. Christ with her. I wanted to lead her to Christ. But how do you do that with your mom? And so I walked in the house determined to find a way. And the first things out of her mouth, first words out of her mouth was, "So how do you get saved?" I said, "Mom, well, let me show you." And I opened up the Bible, mm-hmm. the book of Romans, and I said, "You know, if you confess with your mouth and you believe in your heart that he died for you, he rose again to give you eternal life, I said, you shall be saved." It says it right there. And I said, "I'll say a prayer. And if you want to be saved, just repeat it after me." So I led her in the sinner's prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, "In Jesus' name, amen." And she looked at me and she said, "Well, I guess we'll see each other in heaven." I said, "Yeah, we will." Mm. And then she kind of shook her head and I said, "What's wrong?" She said, "Oh, I didn't buy you a Father's Day gift." And I said, "Mom, that's the best gift you could ever give yourself."
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So they saw these changes that happened over time. And I'm so glad that I went through that process of pain. It took pain to help me to realize that I needed to make some changes.
You know, sometimes I think, Pastor, that to the extent of how God is going to use a person, he allows them to go through pain. It's a strange thing that happens in the relatability that we have if we go through pain and come out from it on the other side and really see the hand of God working us, sustaining us through it. Somebody today may be going through some excruciating pain.
Mm.
And the fact that you are sharing what you've gone through in your marriage, in your family, a complete success on the outside, and yet in shambles on the inside. Someone saying, "Gosh, that's me. That's exactly how I feel." And if that is indeed how you feel right now, Pastor Elwin Ahu is here to testify, to share right out of his heart that there's a reason for it. It's not some odd thing that happens that has no semblance of order. But God has a plan and a purpose. And there's hope for you. It's not over. It could be the start of a new beginning. When we come back from our break, we'll go even deeper. Because it was a start for Pastor Elwin, and then it eventually led to him going into the ministry. From being a circuit court judge to being a pastor. How in the world does that happen? How does God make changes? Well, you hear about it when we come back. Maybe you're at a place where you're on the verge of a change, a positive change, a change that comes through agony, but a change that comes with new hope and new life. And in the simplicity of humility, faith, and faithfulness, just like Pastor shared, a new beginning is here for you. You know, the Good Life Hawaii radio show, we go heart to heart here in this program, in this studio. Gut level stuff, gut wrenching stuff, tear jerking stuff. Not just for the sake of tear jerking, but for the sake of heart touching. Is your heart being touched? It's the Lord. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me,
Aloha, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives. This is made possible in large part through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician, Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Winter Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chineta Narinaga Financial Group Incorporated, Armor of Truth, and Commercial Roofing and Waterproofing Incorporated. To learn more about our corporate sponsors or to find out how to become a corporate sponsor, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 FM KGU weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect your family and friends to a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Sometimes God has these sovereign moments. You don't even know what's going on. You don't even know how it's going to unfold or what semblance of order it is and why you go through it. But God has a plan. Pastor Elwin Ahu is my guest today. This is the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro, and we are here with the specific purpose. We're very clear in our motive and our why we do what we do. It's because of God's love for you and His yearning to have you open your heart, that He might do His marvelous work in and through your life. Pastor Elwin, how did God call you from being a judge? You became a follower of Christ. How did you go into ministry?
Yeah, that's absolutely a crazy story.
I want to hear it.
You know, I'm looking at that sign behind you, and it says Hawaii's Intelligent Talk. And when you hear about a judge who now becomes a pastor,
right.
I don't know if that's intelligent, but it is God.
Yeah.
And it's all God. And what you said is true, that there are these sovereign moments that happen in your life, and you'll never be able to figure them out. I came to Christ, and now my outlook is different, although I still carry on my responsibility as a judge. In a professional way,
mm-hmm.
Make rulings on cases, taking evidence into consideration and applying the law to it and coming up with the best decision I think is possible. But my approach to all that was a little different. I would stand in my chambers before coming out to the courtroom. I would always look at my baptismal picture and remind myself as to who I am. And while I'm in court, I would ask the Lord internally, what would be the best decision in this case? What would be the best sentence for this individual? And there are times when I would just sense the Lord asking me or saying to me that this man needs to be placed on probation or to be put in prison. And it's funny how this town is very small. And so as criminal defendants began to find out that I was now a Christian, they'd come in front of me and they'd say, "Oh, okay, Judge, so you're a Christian, we heard. And so, you know, give me a break because you believe in forgiveness and, you know, the release of the captives." And now that I know that they're Christian because they've opened the door, I interchange with them in court about Christianity and, you know, what God believes in consequences. And there are times that I felt the Lord say, you know, this guy needs to be put away. Mm-hmm. He needs to spend some time in prison. Because I knew full well what was happening in prison with prison ministries in there. And I'd often say to defendants that who you are when you leave prison will be determined by what you choose to do while you're in prison. Mm. So use your time well. There are other times that I just sense the Lord say, you know, put this guy on probation and talk to him. And so I'd call a recess after I'd put him on probation. And I'd say to the attorneys, I want to talk to this defendant in my chambers. And the attorneys don't have to come in because we won't talk about the case. And I'd sit down with this defendant in my chambers. The attorneys would come in anyway, and they'd listen. And I'd talk to him about faith and hope. And I'd say, you know, you're getting out of here. Go find a good Bible-teaching church and turn your life around. And many of these defendants would write letters back to me that they in your chambers changed my life completely. Wow. With faith and hope, all things are possible. Mm-hmm. And they would attach their real estate license, their drug rehab certificate. And so changes was happening. And I saw some of these attorneys that would come into my chamber, they start coming to church. In fact, one today is a family court judge. Because of that day that she spent in my chambers with me. But I thought, this is great. God has me in a good place. There was a case where a guy came in front of me. He was set for trial. And I called the attorneys in my chambers for a pre-trial conference to find out what the evidence was about. And the prosecutor said, "Well, we don't have our complaining witness." And I said, "Well, why are we going to go to trial?" And they said, "Well, we can prove the case." And I said, "You know, we're going to select jury in just a moment, and I don't want to waste anyone's time. I don't think you can prove your case." Went back into court, and I dismissed the case. This defendant ended up coming to church, and I didn't realize that. I was asked to give a testimony about a life of lack of accountability. And after I gave that testimony, this defendant came up to me at church. Big guy, about 6'2", 240. And he said, "You remember me?" I said, "Well, no." He said, "I was in your courtroom." And I'm thinking, well, what did I do to this guy, you know? And he said, you were my judge, and you dismissed my case. And you showed me that God answers prayers, because while I was in prison, I prayed that God would give me a Christian judge. And you were my judge, and God answered my prayers." This man's name was Roy Yamamoto. And he is the prison chaplain who is doing just wonderful work today. But God showed me that he was using me in ministry in that respect. And so I thought, wow, what a great deal. Now that my life is turned around, I have a good pay, I have reserved parking downtown. You know, people stand up when I come into a room. And this is great. And I'm doing ministry. But I just sensed the Lord saying to me, there's something more. Well, I would do my devotions and I would read, and the Lord would be always saying to me, "Trust me, trust me, trust me." Every devotion was about trusting. And I thought, "Lord, I am trusting you. And everything's going good now. Got remarried, wonderful Christian wife. She's just loves the Lord." But the Lord kept saying, "Trust me, trust me." And I didn't realize what he was talking about. Mm-hmm. He began to move me slowly into a mentality or a feeling on my inside that maybe there was ministry. And every time that word would come up in my mind, I'd shake my head. I said, "No, this can't be. You don't give up being a part of a judicial system that is like the best in the world." And plus, the judges hadn't had a pay raise yet, and I was waiting for that pay raise to happen. And but the Lord kept saying, "No, there's something more." Until one day I went to the mainland, and I was at a conference, and this man heard Pastor Wayne speak. And this man turned around and he looked at me, and with his finger he motioned for me to come to him. This man's net worth was about $450 million. And he asked me one question. He said, "You're going to be a judge the rest of your life?" And I thought, my goodness, how did this guy know that I've been processing for 2 years that maybe I need to be in ministry? And so we talked during this conference, and at the end, I knew that I had to give up what I had. Now, again, that's crazy. But there was something inside of me, a peace inside of me, that I knew I had to walk away from what I had. I flew home, sat my wife down, and I said, "God's moving us into ministry." And she said, "I'm glad you heard from the Lord, because he told me that 3 months ago." And I said, "Oh my goodness, we got to talk to my mom." So drove to my mom's house, sat her down, told her the story. And she said, "You didn't have to tell me to sit down. When you were born, I prayed God would use you in ministry." And I called Pastor Wayne and said, "You know, I'm ready to rip out my heart, throw it across the line. I'll do anything. I'll drive trucks, I'll clean toilets, whatever. I just got to be in ministry." The only thing is, my mom knew about it, and so did my wife before I did. And he's laughing on the other end. He said, "Elwin, that's your problem. You're always so slow about catching on to these things." And so that was the move. And we sat, we talked, and Pastor Wayne gave me a number, a salary that would be mine. And it was like half of what I was earning. And I felt very insulted because of all the schooling that I had. Mm-hmm. But he said, "You need to know whether this is God or not. Because if it's God, you will adjust everything around your life to be obedient to what he's asking you to do." And my wife and I looked at our budget. We couldn't make ends meet, but I knew I had to do this. I went to talk to the governor and the chief justice. And before I could figure out any finances, press releases were already being cut about this judge stepping off the bench to go into ministry. You never hear about stuff like that. Well, I got back to my office, and this man called me and said, "You better check your email." So I did. I called it up, and it was from that man that talked to me about being a judge the rest of my life, that multimillionaire. He said, "I heard the good news, Elwin. There are 1,000 judges in the world. There's just one New Hope. And I want some skin in on this game. And so I'm going to contribute from my private foundation a sum that's going to help you with your transition." And what he contributed and what we were short matched to the penny. And my devotional reading that day was Malachi 3:10, to test the Lord on these things and see if he will not open up the floodgates of heaven for you. So that was my journey, starting from scrubbing toilets to being an executive pastor, not knowing what in the world I'm doing here, but all I had to trust in was God.
Yeah, Pastor, you have had, you see the hand of God providing, guiding, and yet you're responding. You're responsive. Sometimes it's maybe a little slower than others may feel you should be. Sometimes it requires patience. And yet, the Lord in his time transitioned you to where you are today. I want to hear about your family. And, you know, our audience, they love family. We're all people who are somehow connected with family, some more than others. Some wish they were better connected. But you have an incredible story, and that's a word that it describes it, I think, precisely. An incredible story about your son. When we come back from our break, Pastor Elwin Ahu will take us on a journey to a place far away, but a place that is very close to his heart because of someone who is in his heart right now. Pastor Elwin talking about his dear son, Jared. Jared Ahu, and the story of God's marvel and miracle. And you got to hear what difference it made even in the life of joy. Pastor Owen's wife and Jared's mother. Pastor Owen will share it with you. Call up somebody. Have them listen to this story, because it'll break open windows of opportunity. Nothing is impossible with God. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
I'm looking for a great gift idea this Christmas. Something that's useful all year, will inspire the person I give it to, and at the same time, improve the quality of their life.
Have you heard about Danny Yamashiro's new book, Winner's Edge? He shares over 300 inspirational quotes and insights from many influential leaders, business owners, sports personalities, entertainers, and innovators.
I'd love to share something so valuable it will give people insights for living on topics like relationships, teamwork, leadership, family, love, hope. He has a special way of presenting Christ's love in his books.
You'll get all that and much more with Danny Yamashiro's book, Winner's Edge. Get it at your nearest bookstore or as an ebook on Amazon Kindle. And while you're at it, get his book, Paradise Calls, his miraculous survival story, also in ebook.
And remember to listen to him and his guests weekdays on the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight on 99.5 KGU FM.
Get more information about Danny and his books at DannyYamashiro.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Family, children, those things always touch the heart. They'll touch your heart. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my featured guest today, Pastor Elwin Ahu. It's part one of a two-part series. Pastor Elwin's background includes being a lawyer, being a judge, a dramatic conversion through brokenness and to wholeness in Christ. You know that you can be made whole through Jesus Christ. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, you can find out more about our show, access more resources. You can find out what it means to have a relationship with Jesus Christ at thegoodlifehawaii.org. My new book, Winner's Edge, is available for you. I think it's a timely and very useful gift. And it's because of partners and supporters. This is a listener-supported radio program. And for those who support the radio show, a big thank you for your graciousness, generosity in helping to bring the hope of Christ to people just like your family members, your friends, people whom you know and may not know. But the Lord is using you to touch the lives of others. Family, Pastor Elwin, children, tell us the story of dear Jared.
You know, Danny, that's a miracle, a God story. Can I touch on something before that, though?
Please.
And that is with my son, Brandon.
Yes, yes.
Because a lot of people will ask me about how did that relationship heal with you and your son? Mm-hmm. He's he saw you go through two divorces. He was a front row witness to all that.
Let me say this, Pastor Elwin. You know, I said this is a two-part special. It's live. We just go. It's a live. As we do our shows, we just go. So talk about Brandon, and then we'll wrap up, and then we'll. If you want to hear about Jared, you got to listen to the second part of the show, because Pastor Owen will go into detail there. But go ahead. Yeah. Take time. Share about
Brandon. Because the story with Brandon and the miraculous hand of God and how he brought that healing to take place kind of brings closure to that first half of my life, I think, the first half of my Christian walk. And, you know, there was a lot of healing that needed to take place. There was a lot of forgiveness that needed to happen. And me as a person, as a man, no matter how many years of schooling and education that I've had, nothing teaches you how to do that. Mm. And it was only by the hand of God and by the grace of God that we have a relationship today that is just, I would say, just best of friends. He was about 16 when I came to Christ, and not knowing how to approach him about Christianity. He's living with his mom, this is my first wife. And we went to a Promise Keepers conference, and it was, I asked him about attending this conference. I didn't want to tell him it was a Christian conference. Mm-hmm. I said, "Hey, Brandon, you know, what are you doing Saturday night," or whatever it was. And I said, "It's a conference, it's a men's conference." And I finally said, you know, the Lord, I guess, was prompting my heart to say it was a Christian men's conference. He said, "Dad, yeah, I'd love to go." So I met him there at the NBC. And as 16-year-olds are, he came late. So we walked in there. The arena was already packed with people. And we got to sit behind this big jumbo screen, and worship is happening. And he's reading all the lyrics backwards. And so he's singing the songs backwards, and he's having a great time. But there was a portion in that time where a conference where a man got up and said, "If you brought your son with you, I want you to kneel at his feet and pray for him." And so I knelt down and I prayed. And as I stood, Brandon knelt down and prayed for me. And we sat there and listened to all the speakers. And when the altar call was given, and we're sitting up in like the nosebleed section. Mm-hmm. He said, "Dad, let's go down." I said, "No, we don't." He said, "No, Dad, let's go down." And so he pulled me out of my seat, walked outside of the arena to get down to the floor level,
right.
And went down there. And I drove him home that night, and I gave him a big hug, and I said, "Brandon, did you enjoy it?" He said, "Dad, I did." And I can still hear his words in my ears. He said, "Dad, let's start over again." He said, "All is forgiven. I love you." And from that moment on, it's through the grace of Jesus Christ that our hearts were sealed. And we grew to be the best of friends. Even when he went away to college, and, you know, I'd pray for him, and I'd send him my devotions by email. And you know, you worry about your son when he goes away, but he got even closer to Christ. And although he graduated in the top 40 at USC, he's now today a young adult pastor in ministry. And how does that happen? And it was so cool that one day when he joined me for to do a team teaching at our church, we did a Father's Day message on forgiveness of Christ. And his mom came to the service. My mom was there. You know, Joy, my wife, was there. Mm-hmm. And his wife was there. And I said, you know, it's funny, we got four Mrs. Ahus in the audience today. And it's only by God's grace that could happen. And we're the best of friends in ministry. We surf together. We play together. If anybody's looking for forgiveness, it starts with Jesus Christ.
Wow. You know, Jesus bringing in the forgiveness in giving you forgiveness, but giving Brandon the capacity to forgive Dad. You know, somebody today is just wanting that in their life. Pastor Elwin, we just got a quick minute and a half. Can you just say a quick prayer for someone who needs a breakthrough in their life in that way right now?
Yeah.
Lord God, thank you so much for your forgiveness, first of all, allowing your Son to die on the cross for our sins, and to know that once he accomplished that and he rose again from the grave, that we all have a chance at new life. No matter whether it's a second, third, or fourth chance, Father, we know that you give your grace so freely to us. And it's up to us to receive it. So, Father, if there's anyone out there right now who is looking for that hand of forgiveness and the heart of forgiveness, that I pray that their hearts will be open to receive that, that you so freely give.
Mm-hmm.
And that because of that, they can live life brand new.
Mm-hmm.
You're a God of second, third, fourth chances, Father. So thankful for that. Help us now to move on, to begin to close that chapter of our lives and move on and live.
Yes.
And live for you. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Well, there certainly is the hope of forgiveness. Your heart can be red as crimson, but through the forgiveness of the Lord, it can be white as wool, white as snow. The Lord can bring forth a new beginning for you, a new relationship, just like Pastors Brandon Ahu and Pastor Elwin Ahu. You know, the Good Life Warrior Radio Show, in this special program, we are doing a two-part series, and we are going to talk about the story of Jared and the marvel of what God did in our second show. So stay tuned to listen to that as well. Pastor Elwin, you have been so gracious, and I thank you for your open heart in sharing with us. Let me give you a scripture for today. Matthew chapter 21, verse 22 says, "And all things, whatever you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive." It's always a blessing to be with you. We've been joined by our featured guest today, Pastor Elwin Ahu. Until next time, I'm Danny Yamashiro with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.